Hi, good to have you back. Yeah. It's the Steve Guru Show, live from the No Panic Zone. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, a brand new book claims Trump-hating far-left Democrat Jerry Nadler told his fellow Democrats in 2019 that Schiff was pursuing an unconstitutional impeachment. Number two, the Chinese Communist Party behind much of the Green New Deal, but I'm sure you knew that. And number three, people don't really care about climate change or all the historical behavior of radical activists. As it turns out, the hysteria people actually care about are their families and how they're going to pay the bills for food and electricity, how they can buy Halloween costumes and Christmas presents. Yeah, in the end, it really is all about the economy, and right now it's not getting any better no matter how hard they try to spin it. That's a fact. Gas prices today, up again. Day 8 or 9, we're at 377 and we're climbing. Up 9 cents from a week ago, national average, higher in some places. Michigan up another 3.5 cents yesterday. 415 is the average. I saw 434 yesterday at a station not far from my house. 434. It's on its way up, folks. It's over $4 just about everywhere. Pennsylvania on its way to $4. Indiana, Illinois is at 410. Illinois at 410. Wisconsin crowding 4. Indiana almost at 4. But look at Wisconsin. Arizona 423. Nevada 521. These are states that are going to decide the outcome of the election. Yeah, $5 plus in Nevada, almost 5 in Arizona. These are the places that, you know, are going to determine who controls the Senate, who controls the House. Those pocketbook issues will figure out where we're going. 79% of Americans are dissatisfied with the direction of the country. 79%. How bad is it out there for the Democrats? Well, let me tell you this. A close watch on the race for the Senate, and the numbers keep moving in the direction of the Republicans. Pennsylvania was supposed to be a done deal, and yet Dr. Oz is back in it. Meanwhile, Democrats are behind in places they have to win, like Nevada and Georgia. They're losing. And now, shocker, Patty Murray barely ahead in the state of Washington. It's within the margin of error in a brand new Trafalgar poll came out 2 days ago. There's a 5% undecided block. The race is separated by 2.2 points, right? 2.2%, 48.7, 46.5, 2.2%, 5% undecided. And in a wave election, if gas continues to stay high, if electric bills continue to stay high, if groceries continue to be ridiculously high, and trust me, they're not coming down in the next 6 weeks. The price of Cheerios isn't suddenly going to come down. This is a different day. And here's the thing. When you look back historically at how Republicans have been undercounted, Ron Johnson was supposed to lose in 2016. He had no chance of winning, right? Joni Ernst was supposed to lose in Iowa. Susan Collins was down 9 in Maine, and she won by 9. So the list goes on and on. Pat Toomey was supposed to lose in Pennsylvania. I mean, and I can go down this list, several of them, right? North Carolina was supposed to go to the Democrats. None of these things have happened. All of these Republican senators were supposed to lose, and they have not, because Republican candidates keep beating the pollsters. Yeah, Republican. So awful. The normally sedate Pew Research Center unleashed a post-election scolding for those that consistently undercount Republicans. You know, YouGov said Joe Biden would win by 10. He won by a little over 4. Frank Luntz called on colleagues to quit. I mean, it is, well, if you got it wrong, you got it wrong twice in a row, you shouldn't be working in the business. And this is after 2020. Here it is. In 2020, Quinnipiac had Mr. Trump losing Florida 47-42. He won by 3.3. Quinnipiac saw Trump beaten in Ohio 47-43. He won by 8.2. Nationally, Quinnipiac said Biden would win by 11. Again, he won by a little over 4. CNBC had Mr. Biden winning Florida, North Carolina, where he lost. And saw an 8-point win for him in Wisconsin, where he squeaked by 0.7. Not one of 14 polls found Maine Senator Susan Collins could win. She won by 9 points. In 2014, pollster said Joni Ernst was going to be tied with Bruce Braley. She won by 9 points. Pat Roberts was supposed to lose in Kansas. He won by 9. I can go on and on and on. Ron DeSantis, except Trafalgar, everyone said he was going to lose to Andrew Gillum. Man, are they lucky that didn't happen. Pew blamed systemic flaws after 2020. Larry Hogan was hopelessly behind, yet he wins, according to the New York Times and the Washington Post. We're going to have a Washington Post reporter here momentarily, by the way. Dan Balls will be here from the Washington Post to talk about the upcoming polling. You know, this polling is a mess. There's more of it. There's lots of it. And the fact of the matter is that always, always, always favors Democrats, even though it's often very, very wrong. All right, so that's where we are with that conversation. When we come back, here's what's going to happen. Here's what's coming up on the program. Russ Green, DESG, or keep paying the ESG tax. We'll explain what that means. Dan Balls, chief correspondent at the Washington Post, says voters are divided amid this intense fight for control of Congress. It's true. Ron Rademacher will be here today. Michael Lefebvre will be here. It's all going on today. Glad to have you here for the conversation. Don't forget to check out SteveGruber.com. Get a copy of my brand new book, America in Her Own Words, Volume 1. Selected quotes from great Americans. Put it on your desk. It's just $10. Beautiful little book, $10. $2.95 shipping and handling. And I'll autograph it for you. How do you beat that? And the answer is, you don't. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people, start at the shelter, because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter, too. But if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog. Puppy mills and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better. And the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com. In the 10.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of excitement because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day at SoaringEagleCasino.com. The Tigers open the final homestand of the season, 3 against Kansas City starting tonight and then 3 against Minnesota. We should be looking forward, not back, but one can't help appreciate the fight this team showed in beating Baltimore in a series when the Orioles were still fighting for a playoff spot, or sweeping the White Sox for the first time since 2018 when they, too, still had postseason hopes. Detroit will carry on without Joe Jimenez, who was shut down with a bad back. He was ridiculed earlier this year, but turned in one of his finest seasons and truly became one of this team's most reliable arms out of one of the best bullpens in the American League. Young Joey Wentz will start tonight. He beat the Orioles last time out and claimed his first major league win at the Royals' expense September 9th. Here's to another and moving forward with youthful results.